glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up. To see you shining in the midst of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. See you shining in the midst of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up. To see you shining in the midst of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. See you shining in the midst of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. You are holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Today on Moments of Inspiration, we have with us Larry Billingsley to share the message of the day. We invite you to listen to Larry as he presents the Word of God.
Today we want to talk about the Transfiguration. The text before the Transfiguration, Jesus asked who men think he is. Some replied, John the Baptist, Elijah, or one of the prophets. Jesus says that he must suffer and be raised from the dead. Then makes it clear those to be disciples but must deny themselves, take up the cross daily, and follow him. If you want to save your life, you will lose it. Others who lose his life for me will save it. The writer goes on to point out Jesus is and will always be the center of his disciples' lives. In Luke chapter 9, 28 through 36, the writer says about 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, James, and with him, and went up on a mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Two men, Moses, Elijah, appeared in glorious splendor, talking with Jesus. They spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem. Peter and his companions were very sleepy, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As the men were leaving Jesus, Peter said to him, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what he was saying. While he was speaking, a cloud appeared and enveloped them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. A voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my Son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, they found that Jesus was alone. The disciples kept this to themselves and told no one at that time what they had seen. Jesus was human, like you and I. He chose to be that, and he needed, therefore, support just like we need support. He got support in different ways. One of them, it would come from the prayer to the Father. He spent a lot of time doing this, and this encouraged him. Some of the support comes from his disciples that he takes with him. But while there, his face changed. Clothes became bright as lightning. Something miraculous was happening. This support, it would come from two men as well, one of them being Moses and the other Elijah. These two had partially been through what Jesus is about to go through. They spoke about his departure as it would be fulfilled in Jerusalem. In the midst of all of this, Peter spoke inappropriately and said they would build shelters for the three of them. He did not know what he was saying. It is without question, as long as we're here on earth, we will struggle to separate the world's responses from spiritual responses, as it was with Peter. Another thing this parable teaches us, or this transfiguration, the world needs eyewitnesses. As Moses and Elijah were a shadow to being eyewitnesses for Jesus, they became a part of Jesus' three disciples' eyewitnessing. Peter, John, and James see with their eyes how they have and continue to fit into God's plan. We're talking about Moses and Elijah. They were to be eyewitnesses. Jesus is the Son of God. If he is the Son of God, he could be Savior. This would qualify him. They heard the voice from the cloud saying, "This is my Son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." The disciples kept this to themselves for a time. There's an example given in 1 John chapter 1, 1 through 4. John speaks to this witnessing later, and he writes, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete." Not only did John write about it later, but so did Peter. In 2 Peter 1, 16 through 18, he writes, "We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we were eyewitnesses of his majesty, for he received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory, saying, 'This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased.' We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain." In conclusion, yes, Jesus was human, and he did need support. He needed encouragement just like you and I. You see, Moses knew how it was to free people from bondage. Jesus was on the verge of freeing men from the bondage of sin. Moses also represented the law. Elijah represented the prophets. But both pointed towards Jesus. Both experienced the rejection and suffering from the unbelieving hands. Therefore, they could encourage Jesus in what laid before him. And now, they bear witness that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and the Savior of the world, with Peter, John, and James following suit.
For those whose eyes would see, render them in faith to thee. For all those seeking peace, in thy arms all strife shall cease.
For tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.